from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Allison Durkee reports in Forbes that Judge Arthur Engoron ruled on September 26 that former President Donald Trump and his company committed fraud in New York by overstating the value of their assets. The ruling from the judge came in the lawsuit Attorney General Letitia James brought against the former president, which starts October 2nd. James's office had argued Engoron should rule on this issue now because, and I quote, no trial is required, end quote, to find Trump liable. The judge ruled that the documents uncovered in the case, and I quote, clearly contain fraudulent valuations that defendants used in business, end quote. Engoron did not believe Trump's lawyer's arguments, such as that measuring square footage is a, and I quote, subjective process, end quote. Engoron canceled several of Trump's business certificates and ordered the dissolution of Trump-related LLCs and also sanctioned several of Trump's attorneys $7,500 for making arguments the court had repeatedly tossed out. Trump's attorneys said on September 26 that, and I quote, while the full impact of the decision remains unclear, what is clear is that President Trump will seek all available appellate remedies to rectify this miscarriage of justice, end quote. Read more about this story in Forbes. Nancy Solomon reports in The Gothamist that New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand joined the growing call for fellow Democrat New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign after he was indicted last week. Gillibrand said, and I quote, the American people deserve a government they can trust, that they're not questioning whether their elected leaders are working for the people or for themselves. In light of that lack of trust, I share Senator Booker's view that he should step down, end quote. Federal prosecutors allege Menendez took hundreds of thousands of dollars and lavish gifts in exchange for helping Egypt with weapons deals and aid. Several other Democrats in the Senate have also called for Menendez to resign, but New York's other senator, Chuck Schumer, has not joined that chorus so far. Read more about this story in The Gothamist. Andrea Mako reports in Porcupine Soup about efforts to bring back a St. Patrick's Day parade to East Durham. The East Durham St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee has scheduled an event for Sunday, March 17th, with Neil Kellinger as Grand Marshal. Committee Chairman Michael O'Connor said it has been since 1993 since there was a parade in the Irish-tinged town. He said, and I quote, I really don't know why. The best answer anyone could give me was that Greenville has one, end quote. Anyone who wants to be in the parade or help with organizing should email edparade@gmail.com. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.